gaat weer een jaar van mijn leven. Door al de stress. Nee, just kidding. Oh ja, English. So annoying. I just put it in the shared folder, so it should be. Yeah, I think so. Yeah, conceptual design, or whatever does it. No. Can you go back one? Because it has to be PowerPoint. Yeah, components design. That's it. I did get a bit more done than the last time because I knew that I didn't have time, so I just copy and paste everything into the. Sometimes I have these pop-ups or these sounds, and there's nothing there. And also with, I don't know how to use PowerPoint, so it takes me forever to get something done with it.
I've got the same problem as well.
Yeah. Who wants to start?
This time about trend watching. Well, there has been an investigation again in the remote control market. It shows a number of developments. I will address them in a moment. Fashion watchers have detected the trends for young public, because that's our public. Well, fruit and vegetables will be the most important theme for clothing, shoes, and furniture. And the feel of the material is expected to be spongy. So, the developments, I will address them. Oh yeah, well, this is the fruit and vegetables. It looks are fresh, ripe, to give you an idea. Well, the developments, development one. Well, the most important aspect for remote control happens to be a fancy look and feel instead of the current functional look and feel. Well, fancy stands for an original look and feel of the case and the interface. The second most important aspect is that a remote control should be technological innovative. Well, it stands for the use of technical features that do not exist in current remote controls. I think we pretty much covered that with our screen and
sound.
Speech recognition, so
yeah.
Expect that to be a problem. And the third development is that the remote control should be easy to use. Well, the first aspect was twice as important as the second aspect, which was twice as important as the third aspect. So that kind of gives you these ratios. So fancy look and feel is the most important point of attention. So the fruits and vegetables in combination with the sponge material. Well, technological innovation, we covered that pretty much, I guess. And easy to use, I don't think that would be a problem. So my point of attention is especially this part.
Yeah.
Correct. So that was the marketing presentation. I had only one job.
Yeah, shall I go first?
Yeah.
So
kind of this.
Yeah.
Example, kind of this look, nothing about the buttons, but just
yeah.
Sponge kind of thing and some fruit and colors. I don't know,
just made a quick design.
Cool.
Right,
okay, you're just user interface.
Components.
Yeah, layout.
What now? Yeah, true. All right, so I'm dealing with the components design. Let's see. I used some design examples we had from similar products, and I used possibilities from our manufacturing department about current components, which will have to be implemented in the design. That's why I had to wanted to go first. Well, they gave me an idea about what people want. We're mainly focusing on this group, but I want to make the distinction clear. I could not drag the pictures into the slide, so I don't have examples of how it looks like. But it comes down to what you think we should do with the spongy and the fruity looking type. If you, the young dynamic people want soft primary colors, which looks like fruits, you know, you can, and shapes that are curved and not solid straight lined anymore. So this basically, yeah, goes on to what you were mentioning earlier. There's a lot of factors involved in choosing the components. There's a lot of options that we have to discuss. For example, the energy source, we have four types: the basic battery, we have a hand dynamo, which we Dutch refer to it as the knijpkat, the kinetic provision of energy, which means if you move the thing, if you shake it, which will be fun for toddlers, right? If they want to use the, and of course solar cells, but I don't know how we would use that into the design of the actual product. So my Yeah, also in, you know, countries where there isn't much light, like in Scandinavia, they wouldn't be able to use it half of the year, you know? So that's not cool either. So for the case, there's the traditional uncurved flat hard case, single curved, which means that it has curves in one dimension, or the double curved. I wasn't able to finish my personal preferences sheet, but well, in all, we will have to go for the double curved because it's daring and different from what we have now. The case materials, well, we have all kinds of hard materials like the hard plastic, the wood, and the titanium. I would definitely go for rubber because it fits most in what people want to see nowadays. This is a lot of text. I wasn't able to organize this yet. We have several interface designs. We can use scroll buttons for the menus, but we already kind of decided to go for the push buttons, for the arrow buttons. So that's not really interesting. Electronics. Yeah, maybe we want to decide on what electronics to use. The advanced chip, I think, is easiest to implement for the production because they can print it better. Yeah, I think this is about it. Yeah, I was working on some personal preferences. I first I chose for the battery because yeah, I'm traditional and that's the most obvious, easiest choice to go to, but I really think that we should maybe think about the kinetic energy where you have to move the thing to be able to use it. Yeah, maybe I can imagine that the kinetic type energy source would be more expensive to make, but it is more long lasting, that the people don't have to ever buy batteries again. And it's also more fun. Yeah, I always chuck my remote control around, so
Playing with it, and especially when you use rubber, it can be done. I mean, you can harm it, so it's a perfect
exactly. You don't have to be scared about bouncing it off the floor and breaking it or whatever. So that's the end of it. Oh, go ahead. No, it means curved in two dimensions. So a single curved, let's say, would be a square box, but then with curves on one dimension, and double curved would means that it would have curves in every direction, like 3D. Design.
Well, the visual representation is not
no,
there with speech.
It has to be combined with a menu of functions. And
yeah.
So,
just,
okay.
Yeah, I think you can just match the speech commands with the functions that are already present.
Okay.
So
yeah,
I don't think you have to design anything else
for
that.
Do the speech just for the basic options, for the simple buttons?
Both.
Or for everything, also for
yeah.
the responsive. This is all very basic and trendy design, everybody says it, so that's what's in the last meeting we were doing the simple and advanced options separated. It's the whole first. Pressing the menu option will disable all other options on your remote control. And only the LCD panel will light up, and you can only change the
and the buttons that you need to
Design has to be very attractive. That's your right. You have to read this, but this is the simple layout. Display on the other side with the menu button. And maybe some sort of cancel button or save button.
It would be the back.
Yeah,
back and okay. Back and
back
okay.
Okay, yeah.
You did read the minutes I wrote?
What?
You did read the minutes I wrote?
I think, but not
okay, that. Because I pretty much summed up all the buttons that
okay.
were. So.
Oh, I didn't read that.
I hate doing work for
nothing. But this is the basic design for the buttons. I wanted to categorize everything with speech, display, sound, everything you noticed in your image. Every push button has its own LED light, so you can change, make it more trendy for young people. And if there are older people, they want it more, more luxurious. So that's also an option. That was it.
That was it.
Okay.
Okay, so what we have to decide is what kind of components do we use, energy source, chip type, case type, and user interface, but I didn't see a clear distinction between this, so I think what we have is okay. So we already decided that kinetic would be the choice for energy, and the case would be doubly curved.
And rubber material. Yeah, we need the chip on print to be able to support the screen and audio function.
Is that the advanced chip?
Yeah. Yeah. Otherwise you would have a simple chip just for pressing buttons, but we need more. I'm just thinking this is not my department, but I'm not sure what this is going to cost to be able to so, because we need to sell it for 25 euro a piece, that's going to be difficult, huh?
The cost of making it should be 12 and a half.
Yeah.
I didn't get any information about that.
It's only produced in China, so it's not
yeah.
Child labor, man, we love it.
Yeah, who doesn't?
Well, the interface types.
Yeah, the interface, maybe. Quite difficult because we haven't got all the options.
Do you have a picture of a doubly curved case? And could you put it in the group folder?
Let me see, wait a sec.
To your own page or something?
Yeah, I'm going there now.
Your own information.
Inspiration.
I got my fresh and fruity picture also.
Well. And maybe it's maybe it's easier
with a arrow, so that indicates that there's a menu under that.
Yeah, perfect. Maybe it's easier if you guys come over here. So see, this is the standard traditional type where the forum serves the function, you know? It's like really basic, but this is more appealing to old people, and we don't want that. This is what we're looking for, and that means curved in both dimensions. Not only like this, but it has to be, exactly, it has to be kind of, instead of the PlayStation module, it has to be like the GameCube, you know, where your thumbs would be laying in the instrument, and it has to be nice to hold, and
this looks that's a little good. Bit like for only for children.
Yeah, but that's the problem. The dilemma actually, because we want to appeal to the young public with fancy, with flashy colors and with a lot of shape, and and the rubber, it will look cheap always, you know, with the
colors. You can make it make the colors with the LEDs beneath the buttons. If you press a button, and you can disable the color LEDs for people that don't like it.
There is mobile phones in which you can change the color also of the lights. Maybe we should consider this function to customize it, and so I mean, kids can make it look more flashy with different kinds of colors, and people want something, you know, different or more design. They can go for one color, like for example, this photo camera. Personally, I think it's really ugly. Just give me the thing that it's inside there, but yeah, then maybe I'm too old for this stuff.
Yeah.
So those, I think, are all my. Oh. And this is with the curve that they mean.
That's simply curved.
Yeah. A compromise between what?
Instead of doubly curved, we take a single curved. So
this will be a single curved, huh?
Yeah, this is only in this dimension.
Yeah.
Like this.
Yeah.
Curve here, not.
Yeah. Exactly. Exactly.
So we keep it single curved.
Yeah, that would be an option. I don't know what you think.
I think that. I mean, our aim is to make something different, right? To make something new. I would go for the double curved, and I'm thinking, you know, a drawing palette where you have the shape for your thumb, so it kind of holds nicely, something like that. Well, this is really your decision, but. Yeah, as well. You can make a trigger button or something like that. Yeah, or that is the confirmation button or something that you scroll with your thumb with the arrows and then confirm. That would be a nice way to use it. But I mean, yeah, I'm thinking big already, and we need something that you can able to use in one hand, I think. Yeah. That would be awesome.
Have this kind of shape, a little upwards, so that the screen is more towards yourself, so you can easily see your screen.
How about?
In your hand, so it's kind of an angle from your eyes to the screen. So then you have double curve.
Mm-hmm.
So the screen is positioned over here, something like that. The buttons are more, well, it's very thick.
Yeah, I understand what you mean. How about we do a pop-up screen like the laptop, so that only the simple functions will be visible at first,
yeah,
and then if you want, yeah, something like that. Yeah. No, like I would draw it like this. Let's say this is the side view, that you have a screen that will come up here and can go down that way. If you know what I mean? So that it will come up like that.
Okay, so the buttons are on top here.
Yeah, or preferably even keep the simple buttons here,
yeah.
And then under the screen even you can
oh
put
yeah.
more advanced buttons.
Right.
That's, yeah, that's good.
Yeah.
The more advanced options were for the menu.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's
for the LCD menu, right?
Okay.
Yeah.
You
so
hide them all.
Yeah,
yeah.
Not all, because you need most of the arrow buttons, but you can hide the OK in the back.
Yeah, yeah.
Button and the menu button also, because when you flip it open.
Yeah.
You can maybe even drop the menu button, because maybe if you flip it open, it will activate
the yeah.
So, okay, but you have you need some button to flip this.
Right.
True, true. But you can make a trigger here. You
yeah.
know, simple.
Yeah, and
with
it
a
says menu and it flips open, and then
yes.
you have the buttons to control
it's
in combination
yeah.
with your.
It's not very
exactly
very strong. Yeah, if you drop it one time.
It can
well,
open.
Yeah. The idea of it was, is that because you close it, you cover the LCD screen and it won't be vulnerable to scratches or whatever.
And it will be covered in some kind of thin rubber layer or something.
Exactly, exactly. We just have to make sure that the closing mechanism won't break.
It's very
solid. Yeah.
Okay, so that may work.
That actually will offer some extra
okay,
protection
so
for
the thing of the shape.
Yeah. Yeah, I was thinking if you have your hand, if this is your.
Yeah, the lower part doesn't work, I guess. So maybe you should try it
over there. Okay. If this is your thumb and this is your hand like that, with your wrist, that it would be kind of shaped like this, you know? So it's easier to hold in your hand.
That's a problem.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, of course. Yeah, then you would have to make it like this, like you drew here.
Yeah.
And maybe then make this thicker also than the center. Give it,
mm-hmm.
I would give it a female shape, but yeah, anyway. Obviously.
make
it more appealing to guys.
Rubber,
I mean.
Which you can change. So if you.
Yeah, but that's optional for later, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah, but we have hardware inside, which is so it has to have some sort of basic shape.
Yeah, we better.
And also the screen, you cannot mold it, you know, kind of thing.
Okay. We better choose one shape.
Yeah.
But that's kind of the idea. So you put it in the hand,
and then you can
side with your
you can place the screen here, which
can
come up.
Yeah, you can use the button.
So the keywords are primary.
And but then I would do the arrows here kind of thing.
Spongy can be
those buttons and the simple buttons here so that
yeah. and the control things in the middle the arrows.
Yeah, that's what I mean, the arrows over here.
Yeah.
And here the simple
Yeah, okay. All right.
Some nice design.
Or do we want to make its shape look like a banana or something? I don't know.
Banana is a weird shape, and other fruits also. So
yeah.
It's better to have some sort of basic print and then a fruit print in some primary colors.
Yeah, we can make.
What color should the basic print be like? Like some soft
orange
green or something, or
blue
and then
dark blue. Or
Oh yeah, dark blue, and then
we should use
then very bright yellow banana, an orange, a green apple, stuff like that, with very bright tones, I guess.
Yeah, we need very primary colors, like bright red, bright yellow.
Yeah, primary colors we can create with the LEDs on the
yeah, floor. Yeah, okay, yeah.
Yeah, if we make it just, blue, give it a blue color, then it's just a neutral color. Also for the more for the older people.
That doesn't really work too well, I guess. Oh, what's
this? Text.
Right.
Do we have text? Make light this.
Yeah, 2 hours further. Yeah, thickness.
So that's blue.
So that's a dark blue basic color,
yeah.
I guess.
Yeah, then
it'll
be
nice.
That.
And then with some yellow banana.
And how about some flashing standby lights like you have on the Samsung? Well, I don't like to call brands phones. Because I remember from one of our first meetings that people lose their remote controls often, so. Not only in the colors of the LEDs, that we want something to keep it visible at all times, or
what do you mean?
Flashing colors, so you can't lose it.
Yeah, exactly.
Maybe
I think it's a bit too much.
Yeah.
Yeah, an orange. Oh, alright. Well, this is more like purple, I guess. But
yeah,
it should be more real dark blue. So. Contrast with the fruit objects is pretty high.
Yeah.
So yeah, it would be a nice device.
And which color should I give the display?
I mean the color of the background of the display.
Yeah.
Well, I don't guess it has to be a 65,000. So yeah, too expensive.
No,
so
yeah.
just a blue backlight or something like that. Green is too old-fashioned, but blue.
As long as you use high contrast between the background and the foreground color, so that people with the with
white backlight
and
dark letters.
Yeah, whatever which is visible.
Yeah.
You should test it under light conditions. I mean, it's hard to tell.
And also for people who are a bit color blind.
Yeah.
So it's mostly red and green, I
mean. Which color should the buttons be?
That's adjustable.
Whoa.
Why adjustable?
All buttons?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
That's how we are going to make it more trendy. Or is it too expensive?
Maybe. I mean, they have
it's difficult.
They have to have some color, right? And if the background is very dark blue.
But don't we want to make the background the bright colors? So the total of the thing is very bright? Like the pictures I showed you guys, those things were all like bright red, flashy.
So more like... More like this color.
Yeah, something like that. Something that stands out more.
And yellow and orange and red objects on it or something.
Yeah.
But then again, which color should the buttons be? The press buttons. Should that be white or black or
red?
And it looks quite cheap, that color, I think. It's not
the green?
Yeah.
But it's pretty fresh on the other side.
It's actually a pretty trendy color at the moment.
It's trendy, okay.
Yeah. My couch is not color.
Ooh, goodness, it's a couch.
Well, it works pretty well.
Do you get a pop-up if we...
Yeah, within 5 minutes.
Alright. 5 minutes left, or...?
Yeah, left, and then we have to kick you out.
So, something like this.
Yeah.
That should be pretty nice color. But maybe the buttons... Well, buttons in red is maybe a bad contrast for colorblind people.
Yeah.
No, that's actually...
The green.
But the buttons have their own LEDs or not.
Red and green are actually the easiest to discriminate, even for colorblind.
Yeah.
They will see one of each as gray,
yeah.
But if you use green on blue, those kind of colors will look the same.
Okay.
I think.
So red buttons are okay.
I think so.
Okay, then that's the default setting, the red buttons.
Yeah, but I think you need to keep in mind that the LEDs are just extra light.
What do you mean? Yeah.
They don't determine the color.
Okay, yeah.
Much,
I was thinking about the red LEDs and blue LEDs.
That's too busy, I guess.
You have the background, which number is transparent.
Yeah.
Partly, but you have to print on the number or the sign. So you can't.
You better
change the colors.
Better keep the LED and the button itself in the same color,
yeah.
I guess. So just an extra.
You can. What we should do, I think, is make kind of a see-through plastic button with one colored LED behind it,
yeah.
So that the whole button will shine as the color. And if you think about easy to use buttons, we have to make it the shape so that it's easy to hold for both hands, but also that you can reach the buttons with your thumb,
yeah.
If you hold the machine.
Don't mean to discourage.
Basically, you two are going to work on the smart board the next 30 minutes to be.
All right.
All right.
And you will do the evaluation
of the product,
yeah.
Which we don't have yet.
Yeah, about.
So. How should I do that?
Yeah, I don't know.
Okay. Or you send it to me. Or just because
yeah,
you are going to design
finished.
It
yeah.
On this board, right?
Yeah, but maybe you can do the evaluation. You don't have to evaluate yet, but you can make a procedure.
Yeah,
I
probably get instructions on that,
yeah.
How to do that. So I make another presentation, I guess.
Yeah.
I know what's going to happen.
So we're gonna work here on this sketchboard.
Yeah.
All right, thanks.
Yeah. All right, so that's.
So I just make a new page and be creative.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, you have
30 minutes.
Yeah.
All right.
This is basically what we are thinking about.
Yeah. Shall we make a new?
Let's just delete all this.
Just make a new one. All right. Yeah. I'll just keep it there.
Yeah. Okay. We just press save.
Yeah. Sorry. Okay. Current color. So, shall we make some outline sketches of the basic shape first? Because I have to focus on the basic look and feel design, so how it's going to look. And you have to think how we're going to put the screen in it and those kind of things. So if I'm drawing and you think, okay, I'm not going to be able to put a screen in there, you have to correct. Do you mind if I draw in black then for normal sketches?
Oh, no,
line width thin. So we kind of want the girlish figure.
Plastic buttons also help because of their only...
I'm not so good at drawing.
Interaction, so.
Excuse me?
Well, it's a good thing that the buttons aren't, that they are plastic, because then you can light up the light
yeah.
Under it when they're usable.
Yeah.
Maybe you should draw it very large.
This part isn't functioning.
How do we
erase?
Now, or insert text? Oh, that's a bit big, yeah.
You also do the other sides, not only the front side.
Yeah, exactly.
Side view.
First the all the views, the front view, side view, and the
I thought for the side view that the basic section would be rather a bit thicker than the middle, where you're holding it with because your fingers have to fit underneath.
It must be very small, so you can have it in your hand.
Exactly, but the upper side has to be a bit more like that, I think.
Yeah,
don't you think? The display we will put in here, the basic functions, and here, where it's most reachable,
yeah.
The
arrow functions.
Exactly. Well, this is hard, but I don't have to draw it exactly, do we?
No, it's okay.
Wait, let me try it one more time. Maybe if it's easier if I draw it at once. Okay, of course it will become way more ugly.
You can make it larger. Maybe it's easier to draw.
This will take forever. It's fun to work with this pen. So larger. And
that's a basic idea.
Yeah, so side. Okay. Other views?
Only if you are going to put buttons on the side of the unit.
Yeah. Let's fill in the buttons later.
Yeah.
So this is gonna be from the From
this is from the side.
Yeah. Sorry.
Because the screen goes up like that, right?
Yeah.
So then it's like this, or
yeah.
It's not convenient because then you have the screen like this, and you look like this. It's better to have it somewhat like this, or does it?
The idea is that it has to flip up to here.
Maybe it's easier to integrate the LCD screen just into this bubble.
Okay.
Because it doesn't have to flip then.
Yeah.
Space for making an LCD. Because
it's better to have this like this, I guess, and then flip it like.
But
this.
Why do we need the flipping?
But you can adjust the angle to which it flips, so it can also from this angle it can flip all the way up to there.
Yeah.
You can flip it up to there if you want.
So but we still keep the flipping mechanism.
Think so. Yeah, because I think it will feel weird if you would make this smaller and this bigger or something. That I don't know.
The shape is okay, but I don't see why we should use the flipping mechanism.
Yeah.
I thought it would be cool.
But maybe we should then.
Because we have enough space. Here we got the basic functions.
Yeah, there the middle.
The arrow, button.
Shouldn't we integrate it?
Yeah,
and then like.
No. Well, so this is the shape.
It doesn't aim so well.
Okay, but the screen is a bit lower because if it falls on the other side. It doesn't fall on the screen, so there's a layer of rubber.
Yeah, definitely.
So no flipping.
No flipping or
no flipping?
No. You wanted flipping, so.
Yeah, I guess, but I mean, most floats count, right?
If you drop it, it just breaks, and it has to be very strong because of the.
True.
You better make it like this.
Yeah. If you're going for the kinetics.
Children, it's for people now 16 years.
They're responsible enough to have a mobile phone, so also to deal with their
that's true.
Remote
control. Okay.
I'm just thinking totally different designs also.
Okay.
Remember that the weird pocket phone thingy, which looked like kind of a Game Boy?
Yeah.
Maybe we should try something like that, but yeah. All right.
It's called the Real Remote.
Ooh.
All right.
Copyright signed off the Real.
Yeah.
The Real Remote.
Yeah, I like it. Okay, this can go.
Yeah, we should work on our own.
Oh, yeah, we have to include that in our design as well. Let's see.
Yeah.
What the hell is that?
Yep. Okay, that's the site. Ah, it's okay. But do we want options on the site with the buttons?
Yeah.
Or
I think we do.
Could make a volume button scroll.
Yeah, or also scrolling for the yeah. I don't know. We kind of wanted to stick with the. Yeah, I'm just thinking if we want to make something different, right? So with the scroll is more futuristic than the standard arrow buttons.
Yeah.
I think.
Yeah, you are going to design it, so.